Michael? Is that you? I can't believe it. Running into you again after all these years. My, what a handsome man you've turned out to be. You must tell me all about yourself, what you did after graduation, what you've been doing since then. I'd really like to spend some time catching up with you. You are always one of my favorite students. I know. Why don't you follow me back to my classroom? I'm working on some papers I have to grade, and I would love some company. That is, if you're not doing anything right now. Okay, good. This is just like the old days, isn't it? I seem to remember that you always loved my class. You were always early, and you stayed after for some reason. You're kidding. Really? You used to have a crush on me? No, I'm not laughing at you. It's just that I find it kind of flattering. You know, I was your teacher, and you were a teenager and everything. I mean, there must have been plenty of girls your own age, and you fantasized about me? You jerked off to me when you went home from school. That is so naughty. And here I thought you just hung around class because of a thirst for knowledge, soaking up all my words of wisdom like a thirsty little sponge. I didn't know it was for carnal knowledge. Why didn't you tell me? No, you were right not to mention it. We could have gotten into some serious trouble back then. You know, things might have gone too far, gotten out of hand. I know how horny teenagers are. I love teasing you, you know. You always sat in the front row, always looking so studious. I didn't know what was lurking in the deepest recesses of your mind, your dirty, nasty mind. Maybe if I had, I wouldn't have teased you so much. You know, like when I was standing up at the blackboard, playing with my chalk, fingering it, rolling it around in my hand, almost fondling it, as it were, running my fingers over the tip while I was looking at you, teasing you. I could see your eyes following my every move. Usually, that was when you grabbed your jacket and flung it over your lap for some reason. Sometimes I would even drop things while I was up there. Drop things on purpose, like my eraser, just so that I'd have an excuse to bend down in front of you and pick it up. My massive tits almost spilling out of my V-neck sweater top. My bra was a special order bra, you know. An underwire bra made with very fine steel mesh to hold up my huge tits. It was like a push-up bra. It cupped and separated, but nothing could keep my huge, soft, white mounds from showing through the V-cut of my top. And when I bent over, I thought for sure at least one of my titties was going to fall out. I saw you looking at them. I know it was kind of naughty of me, wasn't it? Teasing a teenage boy like that, full of hormones, driving him wild with desire for his teacher, and unable to do anything about it. But I didn't know back then that when you practically ran home after class so you could jerk off to me. Tell me, Michael, did you used to pretend that you were tit-fucking me? Huh? And did you shoot a big load of cum all over the mental picture of my huge, massive titties? That would have been so hot. But I digress. I could actually use your help today. Is my computer, you see. The school board wants us to update some of the student files using this new software program. And, well, I hate to admit this, but I am not very good with computers. Maybe if I told you what I needed, you could give it to me. I mean, help me. Oh, thank you, Michael. Here, you go ahead and sit in my chair, right here by my desk, and I'll just sit. Oh, I don't know. I guess I'll have to sit on your lap so I can see the computer too. Yeah. Then I can better show you what I need. I mean, what I need done on the computer. Yes, that's it. Exactly. Your lap is a little lumpy. I'd forgotten how lumpy a man's lap can be when he is enjoying himself, shall we say. I'll just shift around here on your lap a little bit to make us both more comfortable. And no, I think it felt better when I was sitting the other way. Maybe if I do this. But, oh, I don't know. Is it just me or is your lap getting lumpier? Maybe if I sit on your right knee and drape my legs over your left knee. But then I can't see the computer very well. I know. Maybe if I just straddle your lap and... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put my hand there. I was just trying to catch my balance, and my hand kind of just slipped. Really. I didn't mean to get fresh or anything and touch you. Touch you right there. See where I mean? Right there. In the center of your lap, where the lump is. You know, I think it's gotten even bigger. What do you think? And it's probably not helping that my tits are practically in your face either. Tell me, Michael, do you think my tits are any bigger now than they were when you were in high school? It's hard for me to tell. But my bra cup size has increased to a triple F cup. So I guess maybe they must be bigger. Remember how you used to stare at my tits when I was up there at the blackboard? Is this bringing back memories for you? Fond memories, I hope. Do you remember that tight pink knit sweater dress I used to wear? Oh, God, I used to love that dress. Even though it was a little tight across my ass and my bust, but it stretched a lot. And sometimes I was afraid that it made me look too sexy to all you young guys in class. But pink looked good on me, so I like to wear it. Did you like seeing me in that tight pink sweater dress, Michael? The days that I wore it, are those the days that you used to run home after class and jerk off to me? Imagine what my body looked like underneath that dress. Wondering if my tits were really that big when I was naked. Wondering if my ass was really that curvy. Really that tight. Did you ever think that one day I'd be sitting on your lap in this very same classroom? And all the while the door is wide open? And anybody could just wander in and peek inside, looking at us, sitting here like this, with me playing with your dick like I'm doing now, touching your cock bulge through the fabric of your pants. And what a nice bulge it is, too. Tell me, Michael, do you like feeling my soft, warm hand on you like this? Touching you, yet not quite touching you. It probably would feel even better if I would to touch your bare skin, the bare skin of your cock shaft. Do you like feeling my hand in your lap? Touching you through your jeans? You're very hard, Michael, and very big, too. Why, Michael, you naughty boy. Your hands are all over my tits. Do you like feeling them? Do Do you like how soft and squishy they are? How warm? How full? See how they overflow your hands? Your big hands? Go ahead, take them out. Pull them out of my bra. Oh, I see you don't need any instructions from me on how to access a woman's tits. Not the way you just pulled my knit top down, exposing my bra, which barely contains my big, soft, plump tits. You seem to like squeezing them. My soft flesh overflowing your hands. I see you found my nipples. Yeah, I like the way you're pinching them. It's getting me all excited. All aroused. Yeah, stick your face in my cleavage. Bury it. Let me smother your face as you grope me. I can even help by holding your head against my big, huge tits. You know those fantasies you had about when you were my student in high school and how you said you used to go home and jerk off to me? Well, maybe we should just kind of relive those fantasies together right here, if you know what I mean. Would you like that, Michael? Would you like to pretend that you're my student again? Sitting in my classroom? Watching me write on the blackboard? But this time, watching me with my big, massive tits exposed to your eyes. You can watch my ass wiggle and sway as I write. And then when I turn around, you can see my big, huge tits jiggle and wobble as they hang out of my sweater that you just pulled down. Oh, yeah. Let me show you. Stop that, you naughty boy. I need to get up. Stop tweaking my nipples and fondling my tits for a minute. Control yourself, young man, or I'll have to give you a detention. I am going to make this so good for you, Michael. Just watch me as I get up and slowly walk away from you towards the blackboard. I need a student to assist me at the blackboard, please. Is there a volunteer? You there, in the front row. Michael, can you come up and assist me, please? Do you see this phrase I just wrote on the blackboard? I want you to copy it and write it exactly as I wrote it. Yes. Oh, no. You're doing it all wrong. Why don't you let me help you? Here. Let me stand behind you and take your hand and guide you as I write on the board, as you write it on the board, with my hand guiding you. Yes, you're doing much better than before. That must be because my other hand is wrapped around your cock bulge and my massive tits are pushed up tight against your back, all soft and squishy against you. Don't you fucking dare come yet, young man. Feel my tongue lick your ear. Feel my soft, warm breath on your ear. It's sending shivers down your neck, isn't it? Would you like to fuck me? Fuck me in the classroom. Was that someone could walk right in at any minute and find you with your cock buried balls deep inside your teacher's tight, wet, juicy cunt. My head smashed against my desktop with your hand holding me down as you plow your cock into me. Oh, Michael, you dropped your chalk. Don't worry. I'll bend down and get it for you. It seems to have rolled underneath the desk. I guess I'm going to have to get down on my knees and retrieve it. Would you like that, Michael? Would you like to see me down on my knees in front of you, looking up at you with my massive tits hanging out and exposed to your gaze? My nipples proudly standing out, all hard. You did that to me, you know. I know something else is hard, too. Something that needs the teacher's attention. Oh, Micah, you nasty boy. Look at what you've been hiding in your pants all this time. A nice, big, juicy cock for teacher to play with. Would you like that, Michael? Would you like to see me run my painted red fingernails up and down your shaft, just very lightly, down to your balls, cupping them, feeling them, loving them, and my lips? I can't resist. I just have to kiss your cock. I just have to run my lips up and down its length from your balls. All the way up to the tip. And then to lick you. There. Right at the tip. Where you're leaking all of this. This delicious. Pre-cum. That's it, right? That's it, Michael. Rub your wet, dirty, nasty, messy cock all over your teacher's pretty face. Get my face all wet with your manly juices. Would you like to stick your cock inside your pretty teacher's mouth? Huh? Go ahead. Rub the head against my ruby red lips. Make me open my mouth for you. Tell me to open wide. And tell me to suck your cock. Tell me you want to fuck my mouth. That you're tired of all my teasing. And that you're going to give it to me. And you're going to give it to me good and hard. Grab your teacher's head, Michael, and fuck my mouth. Force me to lick all of your big new cock. Ram it down my throat. I don't want to ram it up my tongue. Fuck my mouth, I do all fuck my tongue. Give it to me. Give me all you got. Every let go. Inch. I bet you want to fuck me now, don't you? fuck your teacher on her desk, just like you fantasized about all those years ago, lifting me up from the floor, sucking my huge tits into your mouth as you carry me over to the desk, shoving all my papers onto the floor. Clearing a space for us, laying me down, spreading my legs wider, widest, getting your face down there between my legs, licking my gash. Licking my cunt. Licking my cunt juices. Slurping on them. Tickling my clit with your tongue. Making me all wet and ready for you. For when you lay the tip of your cock right at the entrance to my fuckhole. Getting ready to plunge inside my Venus trap, knowing that I yearn to be fucked by you, my teenage student fucking his teacher. Oh, oh, yeah, oh, oh. You know I need it, don't you? Oh, oh, oh. You know I need your cock thrusting. Oh, yeah. And ramming. And pounding my cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez, yeah. Give me. Oh, Michael. Give me every inch you have. Balls deep inside me. Needing your cum. Begging for it. Needing your mouth on my tits. Sucking my nipples as you thrust and pound and ram your big, hard cock deep. Oh, deeper. Deepest, oh, as far inside me as you can get, oh, all the way, oh, your shaft surrounded by my slickness as your cock stretches out to its full, oh, length, as you touch my cervix, your balls slapping against my ass, making me lift my hips and squirm against you, trying to get as much of your cock inside me as I can. You telling me to cross my arms over my tits to hold them up so you can watch them shake and jiggle, so you can see my huge nipples. Oh, oh, like two little bullseye targets staring at my deep cleavage. Oh, oh, and my massive tits as you pound your cock deep, thrusting, watching my fingers play with my clit as you ram your cock inside me all the way. Oh, oh God, yeah. Oh, God, it feels so good, Michael, as you ram your cock into me. Oh, and fuck me as I fuck my clitty. Oh, yeah. Oh, my fuckle squeezing around your shaft. Oh, would you like to fuck my tits? I see you staring at them. As they wobble on my chest, my huge, massive, triple F cup tits. Did your teenage fantasies ever include sticking your cock between my tits and fucking the shit out of them? Go ahead. I know you want to. Pull your cock out of my gash. Oh, and come up here and straddle my chest as you stick your big, hard cock in between my huge tits. Here, I'll hold them together for you. I'll make you a titty tunnel so you can thrust through. Yeah, that's the way. Your cockhead is poking through the top of my tits. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Ooh. Want me to lick it? Mm. Want me to lick your tip? As you thrust your cock in between my fleshy mounds, huh? Is that what you were thinking about when you were a teenager and got home from school and you wrapped your hand around your dick and you jerked off to me? Huh? You nasty boy, wanting to fuck your teacher's big fat titties with your teenage cock. Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, baby. Grab my head. I'm gonna lift up. Like it's like a cock. And you broke my dick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right, baby. Now pull your cock out of my mouth and from between my tits and get down there and fuck your teacher's cunt again. Ram it into my slit, my gash. Ram your big fuck stick into my, wet, juicy fuckhole and give your teacher what she really needs. And, oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, a nice, big, loaded, juicy man cream is what this fucking teacher needs. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, it feels so... Oh, your God feels so good inside me. Oh, that's it, baby. Oh, shoot your cum inside me. Give it all to me. Give your dirty, talking, nasty teacher all of your teenage cum. Oh, that's it. Oh, do it for me. Come inside me. Come for me. Come for me. Shoot your load. Oh, give it to me. Oh, hard. Ow, pound me. Ram it into me. Shoot it. Oh, God, yeah. That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot it inside your teacher's needy fuckhole as I, finger your asshole and lift my hips and grind my clit against your shaft as I come to. Ow, oh, 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 God, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that feels so good, baby. Oh, yeah. Fuck your teacher. Ow, ow. Ow! 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 Ah! 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 God, yeah. That's it, baby. Ah, oh, baby. So much calm. You filled me up so good. Look, see how it's running out of my cunt and down my ass crack and under my desk? Yeah, you did that, didn't you? You naughty boy. Now come up here and let your teacher clean you up. You always were such a messy boy.